Welcome back to PCA 2024 with the Cigar Coop Coalition. I'm Tripp here with Vlad
from Somme Cigars.
Vlad the Somme. Vlad, how's the show been going for you?
Phenomenal. We've just been slammed every single day. I'm so happy that you guys are here. This is the only moment that I've not had 6 to 8 people here at all times. Show's been really, really good. Apart from the regular 2 production line, which is the BDX and the Rioja from Eladio Diaz, I've added a third regular production line, which comes in a beautiful little 5-pack. 2 different sizes. You get a 5.5 by 54 Robusto, 52 Robusto, and then a 6.5 by 54 Toro. It is Ecuadorian Connecticut, Ecuadorian Cabano with Esteli, Calafa, Camastran, and then a little bit of Piloto. Purity of flavor. Scale of 1 to 5, it's 4.5 to 5. Body-wise, 1.5, maybe 2 if I'm being generous. Just purity of flavor. That's what I was kind of going for. I've been calling it the BDX Blanc, which is short for white Bordeaux, owing heavily to my wine background. Everybody has been referring it as BDX Connie. So, okay, I get it. BDX Connecticut. I'll listen to you guys. It's fine. And I'll throw a reward out. If anybody figures out what to do with this label, I'll send you a prize. You can reach out to Vlad the Somme on Instagram, and I'll make sure you get a nice little prize. Aside from that, we got the beautiful lighter, which showed a little bit.
Very impressive.
So this is a, I'm a big believer that the best inventions come from a combination of laziness and frustration. This is born of both. So after last year's PCA, I was sitting on my patio, gust of wind comes out, and yes, you know, my hair fluttering lavishly in the wind. But it really, I couldn't use a soft blend, and I prefer a soft blend. So then I am, after 30-something days of working nonstop, I have to get up, go back into my house, get the torch, because it's 120 degrees in Vegas. I can't really leave it on a fire pit. And then I kept getting frustrated. So my day was basically ruined. I went, you know what? There's got to be a better way. I went out, sourced about 8 different things from the factories, and ultimately got this design for myself. So dual flame, very simple. So you got to soft flame, you got a torch, it's wind resistant, good enough for about 8 to 12 cigars, and an absolutely affordable price point of, I think, $25. So I think that's
not too shabby. How widely available are those? Just getting started, or are they widely available now?
We went through, it was initially intended to be an event only item. It's a little giveaway, is like, this is a frustration for other people as well.
Yes.
I am on the third reorder now, and I believe almost 2,000 of those are floating around right now.
Wow, great.
Good for you. I'm not in the accessory business, but apparently
you are.
Lighters. I really like enjoy them. They come in 3 different colors, and I'm adding a 4th one. The whole idea was to have them correspond to the lines themselves. So you'll have a burgundy one that corresponds to the original BDX, the one with the San Andreas and Nuren broadleaf. You'll have the blue one. You have the blue one already that corresponds to the Rioja box from Eladio Diaz. You'll have the gold one, which corresponds to the Connecticut's. And then the black one was a oversight by the factory. But you guys like them enough that they end up making more. So maybe it'll be a limited edition one.
Awesome. So let's kind of go back to the beginning. I want to hear more about your wine background and how that led you into starting your own cigar company.
I tried my first cigar back in 2009 when I was doing my sommelier training. So I've worked with cigars one shape or form since then. In 2017, I ended up bringing this European brand on the market, built that out, and added more brands. And about, I don't even know, time is an illusion, people. Probably a year and a half ago at this point, I launched the BDX as just a little fun project for myself. And then I just decided, you know what, I'm actually going to approach it as I've approached managing all these other brands. I'm actually going to do it the right way. Each of the blends is meant to highlight something unique. So in the BDX, you have the broadleaf. Okay. The blends are informed heavily by my wine background and the sensory perceptions and basically the expertise that comes with it. So all the blends are extremely complex with multiple transitions in each of the throughout the cigar, this one, for example, will, and there's differences. I blend them to size. So the difference between the Robusto and the 5x54 in the Rioja blend versus the Toro is the Robusto is going to be creamier with the spice notes being more prominent in the second third. And then going back to the creaminess, the Toro is going to be the other way around. So the eternal question, you know, like, hey, man, what's your mood? Like, do you prefer something creamy or spicy? They're like, creamy. And I'm like, perfect. I don't even need to make extra blends. You can just choose between these two existing ones.
I love it.
But yeah, it doesn't form it. The Rioja name came around. It launched about 3-4 months ago. It launched officially 3 or 4 months ago, but the blend itself was made in March of last year, so about a year ago. Sat for, well, at that point, now it's almost 9 months, but we blended it properly, wanted to sit.
Sure.
When I was finally happy with the blend, I cracked open a bottle of Rioja, and I was like, this is it. This pairs beautifully. This is the name of the cigar.
That was going to be my next question, is if these are these kind of intended as the wine that the cigar reminds you of? A wine that it pairs well with as a complementary pairing? Oh. Or a contrasting pair? Because we talk a lot about contrasting pairings, right? And complementary.
Exactly. I love that. Those are two schools of thought that I always tell people, right? So complementary, we're basically doubling down on whatever's in there. Contrasting is PB&J. That's the greatest example.
Never heard that, really? And that's perfect. You are on the money.
It's a perfect way to explain it, right? Like, you have the light jelly, which has a little bit of sugar and the acidity to cut through the wallpaper paste like peanut butter at that point. So, like, that's the perfect, right? People are like, oh, God, sauterne. I'm like, there's a better solution than that. PB&J, everybody said it. So the idea behind the names are, it's both as a reference to one of my favorite regions, one being Bordeaux, right? Like, every Somme likes Bordeaux. Whether or not they want to admit it, they do. They might not like the pricing, but, like, they do love Bordeaux. Rioja, it to me is the greatest. I don't want to call it underrated because they are not underrated. It is the greatest wine value in the world that's still been untouched by people, like, you know, going all out for it. You have incredible winemakers, incredible craftsmanship, incredible skill. It kind of reminds me of this little factory that makes them. So for that particular one, I mean, Eladio Diaz was such a natural choice that, like, this is perfection.
Yeah.
And it pairs beautifully, right? The American oak that you get there, the coconut that flows through. I would consider that a complementary pairing because while it is, it would probably be a contrasting because, again, with the fruit forwardness of the Rioja, where you get a ton of the red fruits, right?
Yeah.
And then the oak underneath, it adds a layer of complexity, but it makes sense because it doesn't push past medium. So,
okay.
Crack bottle of Rioja, grab a Reserva. You know, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, like, Viña Real is great. It's like $25-$30. You can find it in most stores. Or if you truly want to experience the greatest pairing of all time, grab Viña Tondonia, either of those. It's a classic producer, either Busconia or the Tondonia, with that.
Okay. Good recommendation.
You're going to love it.
All right. Excuse both of us. We've been smoking all week, man.
You can't tell, but, like, my hair does curl. there's a ton of humidity in the air, and at the same time, its AC is killing us. Like, my throat's done. Yeah. And it doesn't help that we're smoking 17 cigars a day. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think that hits all the questions. Thank you for your time, Vlad. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing more from you.
Oh, I do want to show something to all your guys. If you see a box on the shelf, there is a QR code in there that you can scan. You'll have my beautiful mug giving you a little breakdown of the profile. And if I hear another one of you guys say I look like I'm about to steal the moon, I will lose it. So hope you guys, thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, reach out to Vlad the Somm on Instagram or follow Somm Cigars on Instagram.
All right. Thanks for your time, Vlad.
Thank you.
All right. One more thing.
Yeah.
We're doing like a short thing where I ask you about music.
Yeah. Okay.
Try to think of a song while I'm doing the intro that's been in your head lately. Whether you listen to it every day in the car. That's a valid choice.
Yeah, yeah. really? Never stop.
I'll ask you on the camera.
Okay.
Ready? Welcome back to the. Oh, no. I got to think of the script. I got to script it. This is the on the road one for the road. And with Vlad again for a one for the road, what is a song that's been kind of going through your head, you've been listening to in the car, you've been vibing out to, song, artist, podcast? We prefer a single song because that way we can make a playlist out of it later.
So one song that I really, really like and I've just listened to as I was driving to the PCA Convention Center was Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, my man. Love it.
Love that. Ever so often, if I want to chill, I do 60s acid rock on Spotify. And whoever made it is like the biggest dad of all time. Like, guaranteed. Like, I can just imagine that guy making a mean brisket. Like, I know, I can see that man.
I love smoked meats, that kind of guy.
It's like, he's really into them, right? Like, you can have a meaningful conversation for about an hour. But that's a great Spotify list that I'm
going to listen to. All right, great, thank you.